Welcome to the Horse On Audio, where trusted equine health information comes to you wherever you are. We're bringing you some of our most popular articles in audio format so you can stay up to date on the latest in horse care, veterinary research, and management tips. Let's dive into today's article.
This article is titled, How to Safely Make Changes to Your Horse's Feed. It was written by Janice Holland, PhD, and was posted on January 8, 2023. This magazine article has been transformed for your listening pleasure using AI resources. Question: I recently received a voucher for a couple of free bags of feed from a large, reputable company. It's not, however, the brand I currently feed my horses. Can I safely switch from one brand's performance horse feed to the other's and back again to take advantage of this offer? Answer: First of all, congratulations on receiving some free bags of feed. This can definitely help with your feed budget, considering the current cost of a bag of feed. It's also great that you are aware that any abrupt changes to your horse's diet can cause digestive upset. The horse's digestive tract is very sensitive to abrupt changes in diet, and a change made too quickly can lead to health issues such as diarrhea or colic. So your goal with this new feed is to make modifications gradually. If you can choose the specific feed, I recommend finding one that is very similar to what you are currently feeding in nutrient content, ingredients, and processing, pelleted, extruded, or textured. If you are only getting a few free bags of feed, then use the new feed just as a partial replacement until it is all used. You should start with only replacing about 1/4 of each grain meal with the new feed. So if a meal is 4 pounds, use 1 pound of the new feed and 3 pounds of the old feed. After a few days, 4 or 5 should be sufficient. You could increase to feeding 1/2 the meal in the new feed, so 2 pounds of the new feed and 2 pounds of the old feed. The two feeds should be thoroughly mixed together, so the horse can't sift through and separate out one feed. Plan to make a similar transition back to your regular feed as the stored amount of the free feed starts to decrease. If you choose to switch to the new feed completely, you should plan to make a gradual transition over about 2 weeks. Again, start by switching out about 1/4 of each meal with the new feed. After about 4 to 5 days, increase the new feed to about 1/2 of each meal. The new feed can be increased to about 3/4 of the meal after another 4 or 5 days, and then the new feed can make up the entire meal 4 to 5 days after. When making a complete transition, you will want to make sure you have enough of the old feed to make this gradual change. Also consider how you plan to store the new feed, as this might affect how quickly you want to use it. If you must pick all the bags up at once, make sure you can store them off the ground, such as on a pallet so they don't collect moisture and then mold. In warmer months, you will need to finish using the feed more quickly than in colder months. Also check to see if the feed has an expiration date on the label, and make sure you use it before this date,